For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team lost twice last weekend at home to Lake Superior State. On the road this weekend for Winter Carnival in Houghton against Michigan Tech. Joined by Jay Dickman, a junior forward out of Shoreview. Two games last weekend, Jay. No goals for the team. Just flat out, what happened?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I think Friday night wasn't the greatest game. Saturday night we were getting chances. We were getting shots. Our goalies got good and hot, and they rotated, and both of them played really well.
Sometimes the game can be called goalie instead of hockey, right?
That's true.
You've had a breakout year offensively this year, specifically since the second hat trick. What have you noticed other teams doing against you, defending you differently?
I have a lot of people on me in front of the net. Obviously, that's where I make my living, being a big guy. They got one, two guys. I don't even have a chance to get a whack at it before I'm getting cross-checked, either in front or back. But I just got to bear down and bury that puck in.
Even if you're not scoring, how can you still contribute? And quite honestly, everybody else on the team, too, that maybe has struggled putting the puck in the net a little bit as of late.
I think for me, it's just creating space for the other guys, working down low, getting the pucks. If I can get on pucks, I'll bring more than one person with me, and then that opens room for everyone else, and then I can just work my way to the net, and if I'm in front of the net, there's going to be two guys there, and I'd take our chances one-on-one then.
You guys haven't played at Winter Carnival since 2014-15. You were a redshirt that year. You remember any stories from guys that played and told you about it and get you ready for what you're about to experience?
No, I didn't really hear much about it. I know they have a great atmosphere there. We do talk about their band. Their band is really good, apparently. I got to hear it last year. You know, it's a fun environment for us, and you know, we got to quiet that crowd and just put a couple in.
You guys are only guaranteed 8 more games this year. How can you get that number to 10 or 12 or 14 or maybe even more?
I think we just got to play the right way. We got to use our speed. We got to get more chances in front of the net. We got to shoot pucks. Not even just grade A chances. You got to shoot from everywhere. At this time of the year, there's so many people boxing out in front of the net. There's people that are selling out to block shots. You got to take a shot anywhere you can get it.
All right, time for some off the ice stuff. With that beard, who's your favorite president that was known to have facial hair?
Don't have one.
Okay. Have you ever lost, say, a chunk of hot dog or a pasta noodle or anything in there?
I have lost a lot of food in there.
Favorite actor with a beard?
I don't know. I can't think of any. I don't really watch many movies.
Okay. There is a pretty well-known company out there that offers very cheap razors. Are you a member?
No, I am not.
Do you even have a razor?
I have an electrical razor, and all I do is trim it. Do not touch the beard part, but I trim my neck and around the mustache so I can at least eat food without eating my beard.
When did you start growing that thing?
Started No Shave November, and looked at Tommy, and I did it last year with Nate and Charlie, and Tommy said, hey, let's not shave our beards, and I said, okay. No Shave November ended, and he came in, and he looked like a baby, and I just wasn't too thrilled with it, but I wasn't giving up. I kept mine, and, you know, it's having fun. Mom doesn't like it.
Will it stay until the season's over?
Yeah.
The very next day it's coming off?
Probably not. I'm too lazy to cut that.
Okay. Or would you rather pull that thing out with tweezers or a hot wax and just rip it off?
Probably tweezers. It would hurt less. Not a big heat guy, so I'll do the tweezers.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.